Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're...
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young, I'm handsome, I'm fast, I'm pretty, and can't possibly be beat.
No God, no peace, that's the slogan. Get a devil a running leg drop like Hulk Hogan. Flow still the coldest, put the mic in a toboggan. The kid's a problem, why you think the devil wanna try to stop him? Try to knock him off course. Took out my Achilles, I fought with one leg. My God is a God of healing. Casting off, ripping still blasting off. But I go harder with my back at the wall. Hard body, keep digging that jacket soft. I used to run with them dudes that move packs of raw. Now I run with a guy that ain't his only son, cause he loves me like I was his only son. And that's a blessing, I thank God for all of them lessons. Never see me stressing, cause in every trial there's a message. I got favor straight from heaven, pulpit flow, no reference. Enemies of many God become stones for the second.
I'm fresh, fresh like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Fresh, fresh like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Fresh, fresh like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still homie, I'm fresh, fresh, homie, I'm fresh, fresh. Got a brand new heart, it's still tatted up.
Check it, I know God, and so I know peace. And I don't do this for the church, I do this for the streets. I'm a beast, just give me one rock and a slingshot. You know it's a hit as soon as the beat dropping. Doing this in beatbox, graffiti and breakdancing. Trusting in God is not a gamble, we don't take chance. No Bruce Leeway, but I got the glow. Holy Ghost flow, we demons stiff like they comatose. My punchlines will make you do a backflip. No mattress, I'm that sick lyrical scripture. Circle the whole atlas, now they asking who's that kid. You ain't heard, that's Jack Rip, he's passionate. He got enough faith to reverse the earth's
axis. Yeah, I heard his testimony, I know his whole story.
Yeah, I appreciate the love, but give God all the glory. I'm his child, he's my father, no more. And I'ma keep spitting the truth until the world can't ignore me. I'm fresh,
fresh like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Fresh, fresh like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Fresh, fresh like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Homie, I'm fresh, fresh. Homie, I'm fresh, fresh. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Homie, I'm fresh, fresh like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart.
This is Damo Entertainment calling from St. Louis, and you are now tuned into Lawless Radio, the hottest radio show online. Love what y'all doing out here. I see you. This is Damo ENT, and I'm out.
Hey, y'all. The chairman has made a habit of always saying that the show goes on. It makes no difference what happens, what you're going through. I'll beat through everything, and I march on like a soldier. I want to thank everybody that have been texting, everybody that have been calling, everybody that's been sending the messages and all of this. You know, I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it. I truly love y'all. Hey, this is for Granny. I love you, baby. Rest in peace. Don't go ahead and start this. What's the business? What's the business? What's the business? You already know who it is, baby. It's the chairman. God at my back, man. Granny looking over me. Lawless Radio is in full effect. Me and the queen finna do what it is we do on Lawless Radio, baby, and that is support your local come-up, underground, unsigned, independent music. Y'all know how we do it, man. Tonight on the show, we got Yuck Mouth, old school legend Yuck Mouth gonna be on the show, man. Hey, we've been MIA for a couple of weeks, man, but we finna show y'all that we still know how to do this. Ain't that right, queen?
That's right, because you know it's lawless. What's up, world? It's your girl and the queen, also your Carolina Peach, here on another Grit Grind Wednesday. It seemed like it's been forever. I've been missing. I've been yearning. I'm like, look, hey, I can't wait till we get back on the air, but I understand things happen. And again, you know, my condolences to your family. And I don't know, Granny, but I'm going to miss her myself because I love all old people. They're full of wisdom. And I, you know what? I can listen to them all day long. I don't care who it is. I don't have any grandparents, you know, so I adopt other people's grandparents. So, again, my condolences. And I'm glad that you're back, and I'm glad that everything is great. Everything is wonderful. Everything is wonderful in the Queen's world. I know that much, you know. Got a lot of new things going on. You know, I'm like Jody Watley. I ain't looking for a new love, but I got one. When you got a new love. Ten years younger. Diez años. For you Spanish. For you Spanish and you Hispanic and Latino speaking people up there.
Diez años.
10 years younger. Something has been blown
for a
while.
Y'all better leave her alone. No. She around here being a player in many languages. Y'all better leave the queen alone.
Yeah. Well, you know the queen finally, you know, had to put up her player suit. And definitely put away the player's shoes and, you know, take off that player hat. And now, you know, I got to be a committed grown-ass woman. So that's what it is. Also, got some other good things going on, some new business venture. You know, being a consummate, you know, businesswoman and professional. And I got some other things going on I like to talk about. And, you know, just life is just getting better and better. It's good and it's getting even better. And, you know, there's nothing like having a life partner, you know, to share that with and also be a part of what you're doing. It's a beautiful thing. And that's why I'm going to, you know, that's why I saw on Facebook, you know, that you and Tanya are, you know, celebrating your 21st anniversary today. And I'm like, wow, 21 years. You know, I've been married before, and I'm about, actually, on the 18th, I'm about to celebrate my 14-year divorce anniversary. So, y'all celebrating y'all anniversary. I'm celebrating my divorce anniversary. I'm going to be divorced.
Hey, I got to send a shout-out to my baby, man. It was 24 years together the 8th of last month, but 21 years of being married. To the hottest working man around. Hey, it takes a, I ain't gonna lie, it takes a special one. I always told my wife, if I was a woman, I couldn't be married to me. I told her. I'm coming, here you go. You laying in the bed with a dude, y'all laying in the bed, y'all watching TV, and this fool jump up and run out the bed like the house on fire. You're like, what the hell going on? You know, because he done had an idea he finna go write out a song or something. Or he finna go do a track. You know, he got some business plan that just jumped in his head. He finna go and write it all down. Now when it happened, when it used to happen, it's usually like, what the heck? Now when it happened, you cut that light back off. You know, that's all
it's,
I like.
It's rewarding.
Cut that light back off. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. It sound like me. I'm looking at guys like, how in the world can a man be with me? My friends call me the 60-day girl because I don't really the 30. It used to be the 30-day girl, but then I extended it to 60 days because me, I'm that person that it doesn't take me long to figure out whether I like you or whether I do like you. And first, I look for things that I don't like about you first. You know, the things I want to find out the bad stuff about you before I even look at the good stuff, so I know that the bad stuff is bad enough that I either leave you alone or it's not so bad that I can continue and find out the good stuff about you. So I'd be like,
there you go.
How in the world can a man deal with him? It takes a special one, and guess what? I found that special one, and he's 10 years young.
Hey, now, y'all better leave the queen alone.
I'm swinging on chandeliers and doing somersaults and all kinds of stuff. I'm happy.
Oh, hold Wait a minute now. Swinging on chandeliers. I know you ain't riding getting freaky like that now. What is y'all doing?
But I'm happy. Hey, I am. Hey. And you know what else it is? It's Lawless.
It's Lawless, baby. Hey, man, this is, man, I am happy for you, Queen. I'm happy for you, Queen, man. Hey, the wrestling world was rocked today. The Ultimate Warrior passed away. That is something, you know, but his death is bittersweet. You know, he was in bad graces. With the WWE, and him and Vince finally ironed out the beef, and you know he was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
WWE Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm.
Yep, he was inducted Saturday, and his speech, you know, was really groundbreaking because you know he really very classy. He addressed his beef. With the WWE, you know, and how you know they had wronged his name, but he also turned around and thanked them for giving him the opportunity to have his name cleared. I don't know if anybody remember the Ultimate Warrior self-destruction DVD. Basically, it was a mockery of the Ultimate Warrior. A bunch of wrestlers talking about, you know, he was no good, you know, and you know really really blasting his name. Well, the WWE had actually just released, and it was released on yesterday, the Ultimate Collection, and it was basically, you know, the truth to the Ultimate Warrior. So he lived to see his legacy actually get, you know, the just that it was due, you know, and that was the only thing I could think of. Yeah, that was something. I mean, it was like, wow.
He was a great wrestler, though. That's the thing, though. See, a lot of people, I've been watching wrestling since I was, three years old, sitting on my granddaddy's knee, you know, or sitting on his ankle just watching wrestling. And let me tell you, he wasn't out back then, but I remember when he first came on the scene, I don't know if you all remember, it was so many wrestling federations back then, but I don't know if you all remember the world-class wrestling with Von Erichs and Gino Hernandez.
Yeah, world-class championship wrestling.
Right. Well, that's where he got his start, but he wasn't Ultimate Warrior back then. He was Dingo Warrior. They cited him from being from Sydney, Australia, when he's actually from upstate New York. And guess who he went to school with, who's been a lifelong and childhood friend of his, was Sting.
Him and Sting started out wrestling together.
Yeah. That's right. It's Stephen Morris.
And it's funny, for my hip-hop fans, when y'all hear the Crush Crew, what comes to your mind? First thing first, Molly Mall, right? But
that's right.
Sting and the Dingo Warrior were the Crush Crew, you know? So
it's just funny.
Yeah, it's funny how wrestling has played the part in hip-hop. It has played a big part in hip hop. I posted on my Facebook page. A quote from him. It was during the induction ceremony. He said, "No WWE talent becomes a legend on their own. Every man's heart one day beats its final beat. His lung breathes their final breath. And if that man did in his life what makes the blood pulse through the body of others and make them bleed deeper in something larger than life, then his essence, his spirit, will be immortalized." You know, and when he said that, I told my son, you know, everybody know, man, I'm major wrestling, you know, so of course, you know, I was watching the induction and everything, but when he said that, I said, my God, I said, that is something for his tombstone. Those were my very words. That is something for his tombstone. And
but isn't
it's
that
just
something how God works? When people, you notice that when people famous people have had really good careers in the past, and then something happens where they go a few years where they've actually maybe done something, and they're blacklisted or blackballed, and people turn their backs on them, and then, you know, all of a sudden, out of the blue, you know, everything comes to the forefront, and then their name is cleared, and then they pass away. You know, that's God's way of letting that person, allowing that person to die a happy person.
Allowing them to be vindicated. No, allowing that vindication. You know, I mean, you can say, you know, a lot of people, you know, go through life saying, I don't care what nobody thinks. I don't care what nobody has to say. You know, people say that. But the reality is, we truly do.
You care.
We truly do.
You care.
You know,
I'm
the first person to say it, you know, because, you know, I don't care, you know, in the sense that it's going to, you know, make me or break me, but
right.
in the sense that what I have done, you know, in this business, I don't cheat nobody, don't lie to nobody,
exactly.
I don't connive anybody, I don't manipulate, I don't do anything. So as far as what's said about me in this business, you know, things like that, you know, you do care. You never want to hear that you're a horrible business person, don't do business with them. You never want to hear you're a horrible father, you didn't raise your kids right. You never want to hear you're a horrible son, you didn't treat your mama right. You're a horrible brother, you know, you're a horrible husband. You don't want to hear that stuff, you know. So when you're saying I don't care, right, when you're saying I don't care, you're not talking about things of that nature. Right,
yeah,
right.
It goes a long ways, and those are the things that people are going to continue to remember and continue to bring up in a situation. That's why I've always said, you know, I'm a beautiful woman on the outside. You know, I can't deny that. But you know what? I don't care about, you know, having this fan club of men and stuff. I don't care about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care when people
mm-hmm.
say, Mary, you know, you're beautiful, and, you know, you got an unusual look. You look exotic. You look this. You look that. I don't care about that. What I care about is people saying that, first of all, that I love God, and I made it known that I love God and I'm faithful, and that I was a good mother, or not even a good, but great mother to my two daughters. Shout out to Dan and Ray. And also that I was an intelligent woman, which I am. I have a mother that was borderline genius. You know, I had an IQ of 160. I care about that. I care about, you know, whether I was good to people, because I don't cheat people. I don't mistreat people. I try not to hurt anyone on purpose. You know, those are things I care about. You know, if someone went around here saying that, you know, especially in business, that, you know, M, you know, she went in the studio and didn't pay me, man. She owed me money, so I don't even want to mess with her no more. Guess what?
Right.
People ain't gonna want to work with me no more. I don't want that kind of reputation. So things like that you got to care about, because it's about your reputation. Now, when it comes to small things that, okay, you're ugly, you don't address.
Right.
You don't make, you know, the, you know, great, you know, you don't make the best decisions. Decisions are made, you know, because of what you feel is best for you. You know, whether it's good or bad, that's minor, though. That's your issue. That's nobody's issue. But when it comes to matters of the heart, like your children, God, and business, where your name and your brand is constantly put on the line, you know, that's a major issue for me. Because, you know, I don't want to be that person when I step into a studio or when I step on a red carpet, the first thing the interviewers ask me is the negative stuff that people are saying. You don't want
there
that because eventually it's going to start messing with your mind, and then you're going to start thinking, well, you know what, maybe I am like that, or you're going to think, well, you know what, I give up because that's how people think anyway, and I'm not going to try to clear my name. I'm not going to try to make anyone think otherwise, because it's hard to do that. But if you continue doing the right thing, God will help you prevail. The truth will prevail.
Right.
The truth will come to the light, and people are going to see the real you. That's why you always stay real and be yourself. Don't be nobody else. You know, don't play a role unless you cast for a role.
There you go. That's what I'm saying right there. I love it. I love it. I love it. Hey, I got to send a shout out to my girl, Mandy. Mandy 80. Mandy 80 said, Chairman, I have missed your voice. I know you were going through some things. My prayers are with you and your family, but it is so good to have you back in my Wednesday night. Thank you.
Thank you, Mandy.
To be back in your Wednesday night too, baby. Let's get in some music. This is something new here. And I'm not even going to butcher my man's name. He got like this Arabic like name, and I have invited him to jump on the show, and he can pronounce his name for me, and I'll pronounce it for him, man. Here y'all go, Lawless Radio, baby.
Marv G's on deck. They represent SWAT, CA all day, always. and I can't see no
I can't see no other way. 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 Everybody got something to say, but I can't see no other way. We generals in the game, these blood to play. I don't give what they say, they gon' pay what they weigh. Hustle to eat in these streets like runaways. Every day I'm on my job, cause I gotta be. Till I get a money tree, I'ma stack a dollar like I oughta be. These can't see, my eyes wide open. Forward motion, refuse to die hoping. Now don't you know my numbers grow daily. The game owe me back pay, and best believe they gon' pay me. Sticking to the scripture, these that raised me, gave me. Can you blame me? That's just the way my God made me. I can't see no other way. 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 I can't see no other way.
Y'all can argue about who the dopest, but notice I'm focused. Like I'm meditating and full loaded. Fully loaded with the bulletproof shit. It's my general music. We really do this. Join the movement, independent and black owned. It's back on, grind to that pack gone. They say they stack long, but not to me. Game on lock, and I'm the one that got the key. My philosophy, it gotta be D. These bitches tried to play me, but now they gotta pay me. All the homies already told me they with me. Now it's time to suffocate the city with Terry Millie. Yes, really. Been a long time coming, but now the time right. The limelight, long as my money and my mind right. Sticking to the script the OGs gave me. And I can't see no other way.
I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way.
It's going digital, salute the Mar General, 5 stars, the symbol. If you didn't know what it hit for, you know we get it low. And sell it hot and reload, that means go get some more. Bankroll, too big to fit in the billfold. The kind of money some people willing to kill for. Even on hot sunny days, this world's still cold. Think it's a game, but it's for real though. I don't give what they say, they gon' pay what they weigh. I can't see no other way, I can't see no other way. I don't give what they say, they gon' pay what they weigh. I can't see no other way, I can't see no other way.
I can't see no other way, I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way, I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way, I can't see no other way. I can't see no other way, I can't see no other way. 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 I can't see no other way.
is under siege, and it's time for the real to take it back. They made it rap with they stupid songs, and these who know they wrong. Your boy's back, and it won't be long. I put the city on my back, and my shoulder
Let
strong.
Go.
Never win along with no bullshit. That ain't guaranteed fool quick. Try me, dog, I'll touch your face and put your in that pool pit. The west side is my home. This outside is where I got grown, bro. To hide your in that zone. Get them elbows, get thrown. Any one of y'all get wrong. I'ma grab that clone. Treat your hairline like a birthday candle and watch your brains get blown. Please excuse if I sound profane, but you know I be spitting them dirty words. It wouldn't be me and not meant to be like the ATL and them dirty birds. Above the law, we're never taken alive in the old box Chevy on 285. The time is now when I have arrived, and thanks to sin, I've been revived. Try to strive to keep the streets so gritty for the OT, two things street. Living in the A and talking shit, I don't do it for them, they fit for the city. To the stage, I'm your host today, and I don't even know what I'm supposed to say. Go and grab a cookie, finna toast to A. This how we do it each and every day. Take a look around where the homies stay. Southside bound where the boys don't play. When the bread get loaded, and it's hell to pay. How the cows get scared away, cause they don't wanna have to feel how the chopper sprays. So you better watch your mouth in the dirty south and salute me, that's the proper way. I swear I love this town. This way going down. All kind of freaks around. Hooked on that southern sound. Throw your A's and then show your grill. Yeah, we country, but we know the deal. You can't play this game if you don't know the feel. Draw some plays and then go for real. Hold it for my own clip. Be more slim on his own shit. Taking names to all the lanes. Don't play no games in my zone. Ride around in my own shoes. Rep the three, keep the G. I'm the motherfucker that they come to see. I'ma bring it home if it's meant to be. Cause I'm with the squad. All thanks to God, I'm back again. If we play to win, so pull the hand. You can keep the gym. We run the town, you can't get in.
Chevy blades go chop, chop. AKs go chop, chop. Go round and get your top, drop. Ride around in that hot box, slow cooker, crock pot. The block hot, the Glock high. It's cracking round here like pop rocks. Ride around with that top back, with a bad back. She top left, mohawk, tattoos. Yeah, she be on that rock. Then I'm a rock boy on the corner like sidewalk. Get to the money, my hit these licks. Beat these, that's why I roll with a whole bunch of killers. K-I-N-G, blow that hard. No pistol, no bodyguard. Beam on slim, on my squad. On these 8-town streets, we guard. East Point, Southside, they know we clown. Bozo, flip these burgers, quarter pound. Uh-oh, you in trouble now. Flip this money, double down. Who else gon' get it? Shout out to that debt committed. You know I'm representing. We bought that money and power, we been. You just a snitch, a coward. Get the hell, got my city.
It's your boy Piano Man repping Lawless Entertainment. Y'all ain't gonna like me for this one. Get your game up for yourself, Lawless. Get your game up, y'all. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, playtime's over, boy. Lawless, get it.
Say you got game,
if you got game,
then keep it high.
Say you got swag,
if you got swag,
then keep it high.
Before you step up,
get your weight up, keep it high. What you reppin', throw the medals up in the sky.
Get him up, get your weight up, get your swag up, put the medals up.
Niggas in the world like chains and chains.
Same old, bust to the brain.
Get your game up, get your weight up, get your swag up, throw the medals up.
Ain't too many getting hanged with us.
real talk, dog, don't think of us. Label us lawless, A-T-L-A-N-T-A. Above the law, we'll never take a lie. If you know me, I'm taking a dime. Taking a sip and taking a drive. Kinda like a DUI, but it's not your influence I'm driving under. I see you trying, but my game is mine like SS numbers. Hey, I got swag law, that goes identity theft. I look around and it seems there's no identity left. My ears are hurting, my vision's blurry, eyes are red. Like I'm a witness to a long game of Simon said. Now look, America, your job is not a fine assignment. And here's a hint, he's a half-plank, half-rhyming. Think he's a heavyweight, and that he rules the nation. I say he's out of shape, and his dude's hallucinating. These hits I'm used to making, they may be new to you. My game be booted up, more than your computer do.
Say you got game,
if you got game,
then keep it high.
Say you got swag,
if you got swag,
then keep it high. Before you step up, get your weight up, keep it high. Now what you reppin', throw the mills up in the sky.
Get you up, get your weight up,
high,
get your swag up,
high, throw the hands up.
Niggas in the world
like chains and chains,
same old, but to the brain.
Get your game up,
high,
get your weight up,
high,
get your swag up,
high,
throw the hands up.
Same old wealth to the
turn your game on high like you turning up a thermostat. Yeah, I keep it hot, and you ask me what a furnace at. Dog, I'm 98.6, funny your concern is that. All his thoughts are high, it's a wonder he don't burn his head. Game time combined, all y'all's powers. I spit fires if I ate Mario's flowers. Green mushroom, get a life for instead, son. Take my advice and grow up with the red one. Dog, I'm one up, and I don't need five flowers. Cause I'm invincible like yellow star power. Yellow is the color of all y'all cowards. I'm too sweet, but I'm keeping all y'all sour. I got my game face, I'm at the coin toss. You can't beat us, might as well join Lawless. In addition to your agony of defeat, take the agony of my lyrics with the agony of the beat.
Say you got game,
if you got game,
then keep it high.
Say you got swag,
if you got swag,
then keep it high. Before you step up, get your weight up, keep it high. Now what you reckon, throw the mills up in the sky.
Get your weight up,
get your swag up,
high,
throw the hands up.
Niggas in the world like chains and chains,
same old wealth to the brain.
Get your game up,
high,
get your weight up,
high,
get your swag up,
high,
throw the hands up.
Niggas in the world like chains and chains,
same old wealth to the brain.
Supper, you listening to Kilo P. Greedy and Lawless Radio, Crucial Conflict Church.
Hey, man, there you go, man. We got a true legend, man, getting ready to come on the show, man. Queen, hey, y'all, man, y'all doing us and welcoming the man, Yuck, man. Yuck, what's going on, famo?
Man, what's poppin' with it, man? In the building, man, what's rocking?
What's going on? What? This is the Queen.
Tragedy in the family, so we canceled the shows. But man, I definitely appreciate you making time to come on, man, and get on the show, man.
Oh yeah, thanks, man. I mean, shit, you know, man, you had to reschedule. You know, we had to reschedule. I was ready for you last week, though, but we on, baby, we on.
That's what I'm saying right there, man. That's what I'm saying, man. Hey, what's popping with you, bro? What you got going on now, man?
Oh man, too much shit, man. Currently, we about to drop this Gas album, Gore Cell album on 420 this month. So that's what we're gearing up for. I got everybody on that thing, Young Buck, Burner, Be Legit,
Oh, wow.
DMG, God damn, I got so many people on, it's ridiculous, man. I can't remember them all. I smoke hella weed, but this dog is going to be some slobs on that
motherfucker.
Oh, 420. I'm on that motherfucker. I thought that need to be known for all my fans. I'm on that bitch, so go get that gas album, you know, going sale dropping April 22nd, you know, for all the stoners and potheads, 420 niggas. And that's the main focus right now. Then after that, you know, me and Jay Hood dropping a group album called The Savages. We dropping that later on this year, this summer. You know what I mean? At the end of the summer, we come with The Savages album. You know, that's that East Coast and West Coast connection. You know what I mean?
Right.
Me and him killed that motherfucker. We got everybody on that album, too. So, we're gearing up to drop these two albums, man. Smoke a lot of records.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go,
you named some great names there. Some great names there. I can't wait to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
That's
appreciate
what's
it.
No doubt. Now, Young Mouth, when you say Jay Hood, are you referring to Jay Hood that used to be signed with D-Block Records?
Yeah. Jay Hood that used to be with the Lox, man. Shout out to my little
Yeah,
little
okay. Okay, North Carolina,
yeah.
Stand up. North Carolina, I'm from North Carolina. Stand all the way up.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Yeah, man, we about to shit on niggas, man, and bring that connection. You know what I mean? That East Coast and West Coast connection, man, because, you know, back in the day when the Pac and Biggie shit, you know, popped it, it really created a big separation, you know, between the East and
right.
the West Coast. And it's still kind of
yeah.
a separation. So, you know, we're trying to end the hate, you know, and bring the love back to both coasts, you know, with this album, Savages. So y'all go pick that up at the end of the summer, man. Me and Jay Hood, Savages.
Oh, I
That's
will
what
do.
I'm talking about right there.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about right there, man, yeah. Keeping it
Straight
going.
Up.
But, man, tell me, man. Now, tell me, man. You know, you got a lot of people, you know, that was doing it, man, and they didn't continue going, you know, but you got somebody like yourself, man, that is still going. Hold on, let me catch me up on falling off, man.
All right.
What we talking about half-baked, West Coast Don, New Testament.
Godzilla, the New Testament,
Godzilla, mouthpiece,
that last,
right.
Thug Lords and Thug We Trust, Thug Lords, Thug Money, United Ghettos
right.
of America, Volume 1 and 2 with the DVDs with me and Mac Dre going crazy on them things. All the Looney
right.
albums, you know what I mean? Lunatic
oh,
Music,
right.
Operation Stackover, and Silver and Black. So, I mean
right.
it's been about 20 years, you know what I mean? It's still counting,
that's
still rocking.
Right.
20
years, still going. 20 years,
yeah.
still going, man. What
take me all the way back?
I love hip hop, man. I was a fan of the music first, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
me being a fan of music, you know, I just, you know, love to make music, period. So, you know, I think I was a little ahead of my time, man, because back in the 90s, man, we was doing all the metaphors and punchlines and shit that motherfuckers
right.
is currently doing now. So it's like, okay, if that's what y'all doing, you know, y'all finally caught up with me. Let's go.
Absolutely.
I mean, so a lot of shit they just now doing, we've been doing. So, I mean, if that's the temperature, you know, let's rock. You know, I've been doing that shit, you know.
And it's just about
standing in tune with the youngsters, you know what I mean? Just reinventing yourself and standing in tune with the streets, you know, knowing what's out there, you know, competing, being competitive. You got to always push yourself to another level, you know what I mean, I compare myself to the greats. I don't compete with local acts. I don't compete with friends. You know, I'm looking at Jay-Z. I'm looking at the big niggas with the money. Wayne and
right.
you know what I mean, and the big niggas who getting it. That's my competition. Period. Nah, shit like that. Niggas who really got lyrics and they got the money too.
Yep.
Not just a motherfucker that came up off a gimmick. Off a dance or off a hot song, and then niggas is millionaires. Now I'm talking about niggas who really been grinding just as long as me. I mean, but still gassing. You know, still gassing. You know, you gotta give it. You know, till your hat off to Wayne, Nas, and fucking Jay-Z. They been in the game since the 90s, just like me, and still rocking. So that's my competition. I look up to them niggas when I'm doing my bars and shit. So I mean, it always gotta be competition. You always gotta put yourself to the level. I ain't saying that I done sold more albums, but you want your music to be just as good or better. You know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly. That's all it's about. You know what I mean? Period. You know?
Exactly.
I'm glad you said Jay-Z, Young Mouth.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said Jay-Z because, you know, I don't know if you ever heard this, but Jay-Z said some time back that the Ghetto Boys was ahead of their time. I don't know if you remember him saying that, but he definitely said that many years ago you were ahead of your time.
And N.W.A., man, they all came out at the same time.
Yeah.
And they was N.W.A. was the West Coast gangster shit, and the Ghetto Boys was down south, the first gangster rock in hip-hop. So, you know what I mean? They both were groundbreaking, definitely.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're
talking about comparing yourself. You know, I look at it this way. The Ghetto Boys are incomparable. Nobody compares to what you all were doing back then. Nobody compares to them.
No.
I don't look at anyone in general as legendary.
Period. They whole shit is legendary. Ghetto Boys to do or die, to Bun B and rest in peace, Pimp C. I mean, they had so many legendary acts over there. Me, Devin the Dude. Yeah, I mean, there's so many dudes over there that just rocking. Yeah, I mean, they got a legacy that's well respected in hip hop and in hip hop history. Period.
There you go.
But you know what I'm gonna do, y'all?
Hey, y'all, I'm gonna take you back. I'm gonna take you back, man. Chicago Bulls. Chicago Bulls just won the championship. Y'all came out to URC to perform that I Got Five on it, right? The United Center, right. Now I'm gonna drop back at you. Me and my guy low key at the time we was organized crime, we was kicking it with Do or Die. And we was back, we was back there, you know. I ain't gonna tell y'all what we was doing, but we was back there. Now my man Lo asked, man. He said, Lo said, yeah, man. He was talking. Lo was always a deep cat, man. He was always talking about, you know, the future and all of this here. My man, he said, man, shit, with gray hair in my head, man, I'm still going to be doing this shit. Bro,
when I'm sitting back behind one of these desks, being an executive producer or some shit, they still going to be in this industry doing something.
That's what I'm saying, man. When I sit back and I hear what you say, and I think about what you said at that time, man, you know, that's why I say, you know, I started going through, like, the tapes, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm talking about tapes. Now, I see these for my young folk out there, but I started doing through the tapes.
Hey,
I'm like, hold on, man, I'm gonna have a true legend on this joint, man. Let me go find these doggone tapes, man. Let me see what we gonna get in rotation on the man. I can't do nothing but say, man, I'm glad to see you still going, bro. I'm real glad for that, man, you know, and you know, keeping cats like yourself in the game, man, I think it helps out these youngsters because, you know, all kidding aside, you know what it was like when there was no money in this game. You know what it was like when it was hard, you know, getting booked in certain joints, man, because certain joints, man, rap wasn't accepted, you know, the way it is today, man. So I remember, you know, shows.
Like it is now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
we're the freedom fighters. It's like how we got freedom, like how I ain't going to even put it like that to be disrespectful to, you know, to the black race or to our legacy in America.
Real.
But it's similar to when we got our freedom. When Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, you know, they had to preach for our freedom. We didn't have the freedoms until, you know, they opened up the door. Same with hip-hop. It's the pioneers who opened up the door. You know what I mean? Back in the day, white people wasn't fucking with hip-hop. MTV wasn't fucking with hip-hop.
Right.
They weren't fucking with rap
videos.
You see MTV, everything is rap right now. They making gay rap, rappers, all types of shit. Everything is rap. They commercials. They wasn't even fucking with us back in the 80s. When that shit first popped, you would not see no Run DMC on MTV. Never.
Never.
The thing that they're doing now, it's not what they were doing back in the day. So we have open doors and broke barriers down, period. Straight up.
There you go.
And it came from the pioneers to the new dudes. So they breaking down shit. They doing shit that we weren't doing. Niggas is R&B singers and rappers all in one.
Yeah.
That wasn't being done. You know?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
That wasn't being done. Niggas used to have a singer. Nate Dogg. You know what I mean? You had to have niggas that had a singer, you know?
Yeah.
Right now they got niggas that sing, you know, do the whole shit. Rap, sing, dance. You know, so it's definitely a triple threat going on right now, you know?
Yeah. It is. Hey, man, we finna spin this Go Nuts. We finna spin this Go Nuts, man. This is Tech N9ne, Lee Mays, this is Yuck, man. We gonna come back, man. We gonna finish talking, man, to the living legend, y'all.
Man, let's get it. Go Nuts, man. Me, Lee Mays, Tech N9ne. Let's go.
Regime Life.
Pusher.
Yeah, Mike Tekka, Tekka 3, 4, 5 more, get you up to
9.
The beast flow, drink more like I'm celebrating Cinco de Mayo with Chico. He those people that be so peace and Chico. We go in UTS and KT Mo. Don't make me show attitude that may be snow. Your mental state be ho. That'll straight be so. Wait for will erase your wavos, they go in a grave below. Tito, she know we D low when we throw libido. For hero, see mo, V ho, eagle B double O, S T E D though. I'm B bro, and I teach your people. Lethal like I'm SIBO. Get evil, I'm Technizo for Beazle. I'm leaving them on the seashore.
Seashore.
Zero, left with nothing but Beatles. Crows, snakes, and mosquitoes. Trying to veto my Cheetos. No way, amigo. Scheming mijos illegal. Especially if you're feeble. Sick and nuts, we G-O.
Go, go nuts. Go nuts. Just a rock, got it. Toe up, and I'm poppin' hoe. I'm about to turn up,
turn up,
turned up,
turn up.
Nuts, nuts, go nuts, go nuts. Just a rock, got it. Toe up, and I'm poppin' hoe. I'm about to turn up,
turn up,
turned up, turn up. Nuts.
Ayy, mic checker, checker, 1, 2, 3 cuffs, I'm breaking down, cooked up in swish guts. Ham sandwich on me, I ain't talking cold cuts. Dragon gang in this thing, yeah, we go nuts. I'm rocking 3 chains, trying to leave with 3 sluts. Got the whole party nodding, we pouring lean. Candy paint weather, make you seasick and throw up. Old school, I'm ranch of CBC, tweaked up. Stash spot in the whip with the thang tuck. Dirty sliding on ice like a hockey puck. Dirty pack of pre-rolls, just left puffing stuff. Straight to the kitchen, cook game, wolf gang, puck. Chingo bling, moving chickens on my taco truck. R.I.P. Mac Dre, throw your keys up. I'm so dope, white girl, no D-slow. Got them things bouncing back, Shaq at the free throw.
Go, go nuts,
go nuts.
Just a rock, got it. Toe up, and I'm poppin' hoe. I'm about to turn up,
turn up,
turn up, turn up.
Nuts,
nuts, go nuts,
go nuts.
Just a rock, got it. Toe up, and I'm poppin' hoe. I'm about to turn up,
turn up,
turn up, turn up. Nuts. Mike checker, checker, 1, 2, 3, shoot. This is a remix, Dragon Gang Regime.
Regime Life.
Got me, Z Majors and Tech N9ne. Ain't nobody with my click that JC. Slide in a G6. I pull that V12 Benz beside the V6. Your bitch wanna leave quick. Now that's G. I don't need your freak. But still I'm making it hard for these pimps. 3-6. I slide off of that spaceship. You hate it, better not say. My goon squad comes race. Demonetic, let's go ape. Get your block up facelift. Leave 100 shots on the pavement. From KG to the baby. My shit ain't nothing to play with. I pop the mouth, now I'm turning up. Got the b****s off the mouth, now they turning up. Got a brick of activist, pulling up. Dragon gang in this thing, going nuts. Go, go nuts,
go nuts.
Just a rock, got it. Toe up, and I pop the mouth. I'm about to turn up,
turn up,
turned up,
turn up.
Nuts, nuts. Go nuts,
go nuts.
Just a rock, got it.
Fight. And about two bars sit for the iceberg in my life. Cold when the day's Hollywood night. Couple bounce check, credit card decline. Yeah, I know I messed up, but soon I'm gon' get it right. Fail once, fail twice, but a couple hundred more times. But I know at the end of the tunnel, I'ma see 100 different lights. From the city with a high crime rate, every day multiplies. So much going on, living in the last days of my life. Take a second, pause. Then it's the boss. Scribble down thoughts writing on a wall. Cage burn like behind a bars. Dear God, how long? Man, I swear I'm about to lose it all. Dear God, how long? Man, I swear I'm about to lose it all.
Turn the lights down low, turn the bass up high, turn the microphone on, with the beat that's right. And the race is won, already crossed that line. So I don't need your sympathy, homie, I'ma be just fine.
Murder, mayhem, all day playing on the news. Another car bomb, another man robbed, another kid shooting, another school, another hate crime. Why they hate mine? Why they can't leave us all alone? Another slick head politician lying, trying to get us all to vote. My version of Occupy Wall Street. I'm occupying a booth, choking a mic and making a wall shake. The bombs they making are dedicated to reckless hatred against our nation. But think, what did we do to make them? Something's missing here. Threat level oil scares. We in the mode of rebellion like Olivia. Story of our lives. Tell me where the ending is. How many more soldiers will they kill before they end this shit?
Turn the lights down low, turn the bass up high. No fear at all, cause the world is ours. Time to make that change, so I'ma start tonight. They don't need your sympathy, homie, they gon' be just fine. Just fine.
Finger chain blinging, fake jewels in a charm. Heard a little bit of 50 Cent, now we think it's style cool to be armed. Cool to be all straight face, no smile, looking hard. Never sold, but he talked that for the street cred buzz. Word up and fight before you choose to go that route there. You're swimming in an aquarium full of sharks here with no fear. It's more than music, it's the culture. We live and we breathe and we grow here. Besides the fact that the industry typically cold here. I'm from a city where you gotta keep on that snow gear. Trying to go somewhere, there's always some haters that's giving you frozen glares. Present to you, MVS M2. The renovation, I'll let the people decide the truth.
Turn the lights down low, turn the bass up high. No looking back while I wave goodbye. By the end of the day, they don't see us shine. We don't need your sympathy, homie, we gon' be just fine.
Frozen Terminal 5 have endured a second day of serious destruction and faced further chaos this week.
4 million buildings in Tokyo, more than 4 million plants around the country.
Tonight,
have been shot.
I can report to the American people and to the world. The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands.
It's your boy Lil Hot the Money Man, and you are now tuned in to the number one radio station, my radio station, Lawless Radio, homie.
Hey, y'all, it's the chairman, Lawless Radio, man. Make sure y'all tune in tonight, your man, BMO Slam, Lawless Radio After Dog, man. If you ain't got your music in rotation on Lawless Radio, man, what are you waiting for? Go to www.lawlessradio.com. It is that easy. Click on the Submit Music tab. If you are not following us, again, why not? It is at Lawless ENT, man. We got your man, Young Man, kicking it with me and the Queen. What in
world? Yeah.
What in the world, man? You got the youngins on there, man. Hey, it ain't like Tech N9ne's no youngins, though, man. It ain't no youngins, man. But the boy is a beast, man. But the boy is
got
a beast, man.
Got me going nuts over here.
Oh, man, I've been telling niggas about Tech N9ne, man, since the 90s, man. That's why I put him in a regime, man, in 96, man. I met him at a QD3 house. That's Quincy Jones' son. And he was assigned to Quincy Jones' son at the time, and he was doing some tracks for an album. He was fresh off doing a track for Tupac, All Eyes on Me. So, you know, it was a buzz for them beats. So we went through there and got some slaps, man, and got put on to one of the dopest fucking artists in the fucking industry, man, Tech N9ne. And I befriended him. We became cool as shit, and we just been rocking ever since. So, you know, we still mobbing. Shout out to Tech N9ne. That boy done earned everything. You know what I mean? I was there when niggas thought he was a devil worshiper and they weren't fucking with him, you know, to write down everybody. You know,
right.
Wayne let him visit him in prison, all type shit. Wayne had him on the album. I mean, Tech N9ne is just breaking so many just barriers and shit. He just, man, it's a fucking record label. It's a record label, like one of the top independent labels in the fucking country. So shout out to Tech, the whole Strange Music, you know, they whole staff and crew. They doing their thing, man. You got to salute them.
Yeah, man. And I mean, like right now, out there right now, man, who are you? If we grab your phone right now and went through your phone for your music, man, who are you listening to right now, man?
Oh, shit. My shit. You know, I'm in the middle of mixing mastering, you know, not to be cocky, but I'm definitely listening to my shit for the final touches. I got that Rick Ross in my CD player. You know, that thing smacking.
That thing.
Who else I got up in there? I had that Nipsey Hussle up in there at Crenshaw. That motherfucker just now got up out my CD player.
Right.
Let's see, man, just me and my niggas, I really don't do too much, you know what I mean? I hear shit when it come on, you know, Sirius Satellite or the radio or something, it's like, it's catchy.
Right now, it's a singles
game, you know, everybody got a hot single, but not a hot album, so, you know what I mean?
There you go.
I ain't the nigga that's going to make a CD full of everybody's singles and shit and, you know, ride it in the car, so, definitely.
Right. There you go. Hey, but that was the real answer right there, because you usually don't get that answer from nobody. You know, people like, oh, I'm listening to Woo
really
Wop and Woo Wop. Like, dude, why ain't you listening to your own stuff telling me to buy it, but you ain't listening to it yourself?
Exactly.
If you ain't listening to your own shit, what make you make me want to listen to your shit, nigga?
Right.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of artists do. They'll say they listen to the hottest artist that's out now. But what about yourself? You got to promote yourself. You got to love yourself first. Forget about those other artists that's hot. They're doing that thing. You got to worry about yourself, you know. If you don't put yourself first, then who going to put you anywhere? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that was the realest answer you can ever even answer.
I love that. I swear to you.
And then not only that, when I'm working, I like to be in my own space, so I don't like to listen to nobody's shit, you know, but my shit, so I can stay in tune with what I'm doing.
Way.
Because you listen to everybody's shit, it starts to rub off into your shit, you know what I mean? Like, you can hear something a couple days ago that somebody else did, and then, you know, you put that shit up in your shit accidentally, not even knowing they do the same type of style. You don't want it to be thrown off. You know, you want
to
stick to your own
like
vibe, what you got going, and don't get, you know, like, oh, man, I heard this hot shit on the radio. I got to do a song like that. Nah, stick to your grind, stick to your format, and do you. So I try to stick away from, you know, listening to other shit when I'm recording my albums, you know, so I can stay focused, definitely.
That's right.
Man,
that's
you know what?
You'll start conforming in a minute, you know what I'm saying?
Right. But you know what?
Right.
That right there is what you can tell, you know, that separates, like, you know, the old school artists from the new school artists, because, you know, I get asked the same question, you know, like, man, you know, all you listen to is talk radio. Man, I listen to a lot of talk radio, man. I listen to a lot of oldies, man, you know, a lot of country. And, you know, when I give that answer, you know, I'm not listening to it because I'm working on tracks. I'm not trying to accidentally recreate my man's joint because it's stuck in your head and stuff. And a lot of
the younger cats over and over. So yeah, that's
open,
a good program. You accidentally spit that shit your shit. Like, hell no. Nah. You know, you gotta speak to the
rest.
Younger cats don't understand that part. And when you say that, you know, you get that deer in the headlights look like, huh? I don't understand.
Right.
And then now after you listen to their joint and you tell them, oh yeah, that sounds like woo wah. You know, right now, everybody's sounding like right now.
Everybody rapping that double entendre Meek Mill type of chop style.
That future.
Everybody rapping
that.
Everybody rapping
all of it. Mm-hmm.
Everybody on the coast doing a little ratchet music. Everybody trying to rap like The Problem and YG. I mean, everything is just so fucking repetitive. It's either a song that sound like The Problem and YG or a song that sound like a fucking Meek Mill and Jeezy and Rick Ross. Period. And when
exactly.
Everything's repetitive, so that's why I try to stay in my zone, so I don't sound like the rest of these niggas, period. That's following up. They following up what everybody else is doing. You know?
Exactly, yep. And these artists get mad when you try to compare them to the other artists that they sounding like, because guess what? You're not being yourself. You're trying to fit in you're trying to get in where you fit in, and you're trying to fit the mold of what's going on right now. You're not being yourself, so don't get mad when somebody compare you when you get on the red carpet at the BET Awards, and they're saying, I just heard your new song just the other day, and so, you know, how do you feel about people saying that you sound like Future? Oh, man, you know, I'm selling a Future, man. I don't even know where that's coming from. It's, you know where that's coming from.
It's like, no disrespect, but you get a nigga like my nigga, what's my nigga, man? What's the nigga name, man, that's dating a bit? What's the nigga, what's the big buff nigga name from Miami in the Bugatti, man? Light-skinned, Flo Rida.
That
ass nigga like, man, are you inspired by Nelly? And he's like, you know, I listened to him before, but I don't know. I don't sound like Nelly. But your whole shit is Nelly, bro. Everything about your shit is Nelly, from the muscles to the music, nigga. Everything is Nelly. So, like, come on.
Don't start.
You know, it's like some people doing a little too much listening and too much, you know, observing. You know what I mean? You gotta be yourself, man, at all times.
Hey, man.
You know, no disrespect, man. You're selling millions of albums and getting a lot of money, but that's just an example of how you gotta stay in your lane or you're gonna sound like somebody else.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Exactly.
But you heard what Rakim said. Rakim said it. He said, put your tape on pause and ask for more than yours. That's it. That's all you do. You listen to
man,
me. You know,
the
put on pause. That's it, man.
One
so Rakim has already
that's
told
all.
What they doing.
Yep.
That is
they
crazy.
Ready for the neighborhood fall. Like, come on, man.
Right. You know, hey, they already know it, man. Ain't nothing we can tell them that they don't already know, man. So, I mean, it's it, man. But, you know, you love to hear, you know, from you know, cats that's been doing this, you know. When you're sitting around talking about 20 years, man, that's a long time in the game. That's a lot of lessons learned. That's a lot of knowledge to give, you know. And when it comes down to it, do you find yourself, you know, having to school these young cats?
I always get niggas game for free. I need to do a class in college or something, hip hop college or something, man. I get niggas game all day, man. Like my whole crew, you know, the regime, man. I took notes on how, you know, like the biggest and the best crews in the industry are split up because of money. You know what I mean? And you got
exactly.
You know, it's been proven, you know, the Diplomats, NWA,
yeah.
Outcast. I mean, everybody. You know what I mean, all Wu-Tang, just all the biggest crews that's split
right.
up because of money. You know what I mean? So I tried to make sure that don't happen with my crew. So with my crew, you know, everybody signed to me as a group, but not as individually. You know what I mean? So everybody able to be their own executive producers of their own labels. And I taught niggas how to do that, how to incorporate themselves, how to LLC themselves, how to DOB themselves. You know what I mean? How to plus up your own albums, how to get your ringtone deal and have a physical manufacturing deal, how to sell your merchandise, how to put money into yourself, flyers, and you know what I mean?
Right.
Create your own buzz, do your own videos, this, that, and the third. And everybody's not looking at each other, you know, with the side eye now because everybody's making money, especially niggas that ain't
exactly.
looking at me because we all equal. Even with the group deal, I got everybody splitting the money. We split it 50-50. So it ain't like, okay, he taking all the money off, man. Fuck that nigga.
Right.
He equal on this. I'm Yuck Mouth without the group. I don't need this shit.
Right.
We just a group, that's extra
right.
money. This ain't my career.
Right.
Yuck is my career. I get checks on Yuck all day. This shit is nothing to me. You know what I mean? So we split this shit, and we all see eye to eye, and we good. You know what I mean? And that's a prime example of putting your niggas up on game and putting your niggas in position and schooling them. You know what I mean? Not only schooling them, but helping them and making them make money. I put niggas into the executive shoes who didn't want to be in an executive shoe. Like, nah, nigga, start your own label. I'm not signing you. You sign yourself,
right.
nigga. But you mind.
Let me ask you this.
You know, I just keep it solid with my niggas. And, you know, other artists who I'm dealing with, I come across, you know, they ask me, like, yo, man, what's the dilly? Should I do this? Do I, man, stay independent, nigga. Fuck the 360
right.
deal and yada, yada, yada. You know, I break it down for them. But, I give up game daily, straight up.
That's what I'm
now, do you feel
right
an obligation here. To do these things or say these things to these new artists? Do you feel an obligation or is it out of love, out of because you have respect for the game?
I struggled, you know what I mean? So y'all can shine, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Or, I went through the bullshit, so y'all can shine, you know what I mean? Meaning, like, you know, take what I've done, for example, and do it better, you know what I mean? So I say I came in on the TLC deal. Like, our advance for the Loonies was bullshit. But when we put that motherfucking album out, we made millions, period. You know what I mean? Straight up. Right. So at the end of the day, you got to grind, you know what I mean? Believe in yourself, you know what I mean? And stay at it, you know what I mean? No matter what. I don't know what's the next nigga destiny or nothing, but I know we stayed at it and had faith, and we became millionaires. Didn't get, like, distraught or mad because of our advance was bullshit. We stuck in there and made them love us and made them pay us what we needed to be paid, period. So,
right.
you know. That's all I can tell a motherfucker, man. Stick in there, man, and grind it out, period. And you're gonna reap the benefits, man. I say God got a plan for every nigga with a gift. If you stick to it, you definitely gonna shine off your gift. You want to be blessed with the gift for nothing, period. So everybody got their time. You just got to wait your time. More of the story.
But do you have a favorite song, a favorite Ghetto Boy song, or do you have a favorite Ghetto Boy album, or do you have favorite artists that you like to work with or work with in the past?
Favorite Ghetto Boy album is the one with Bushwick Bill on the motherfucking on the bed holding his eye, and it got Will.
Child play.
All the shit, mind playing tricks on me, all that shit, man. That's the album.
1991 was a great year.
That's the album. Yeah, and then Mr. Scarface is back. That's my favorite Scarface album.
I gotta hear that tonight.
My favorite hood anthem, Ball Head Hoes. I love that one. You know, that's when niggas had when niggas had the box, man. You used to see the video. I mean, no. That was motherfucking Cleanup Man. The Cleanup Man was so goddamn funny.
Yeah,
I remember.
Cleanup Man, really
I'm telling my age, but I remember.
Video.
I was in high school, I remember.
What did you say?
I'm telling my age. I'm in high school. I remember that though.
Man, that old nigga that was singing on the hook and doing them dance moves was hella funny, man. Anyway, we come from the Ghetto Boys, man. I mean, the whole Rap-A-Lastis family, man. Oakland was like this really, like just fucking motivated and behind Rap-A-Lot. The whole Oakland, the whole Bay Area was into Rap-A-Lot, period. Like, motherfuckers would be into like Poop Skywalker and shit like that. We was into Rap-A-Lot so much that me and my crew, we had crews. Like, it was a Drink-A-Lot posse. That was all them niggas who drink and shit, drink 40 and shake them up. Thunderbird, Night Train. We had a Smoke-A-Lot crew, all the niggas who smoke weed, and that was my crew.
Yeah.
So this is just listening to Rap-A-Lot music. You know, we had crews in our neighborhood named after this shit. You know what I mean? And then to have one of our niggas from our neighborhood to sign to Rap-A-Lot, Seagram, rest in peace to Seagram, but he's from the Ville, he's from our neighborhood. So we like, oh my God, this is the best fucking label. They signed the nigga from the hood too? Oh shit. Yep. Action speech, loud and words, Rages of Sin, all the shit that Seag had on his album that really introduced us to the real Rap-A-Lot, to Gangsta Nick, to all the other niggas that was just killing shit. Like, oh shit, okay, it's more than just the Ghetto Boys, you know what I mean? The convicts. The convicts, you know what I mean? The convicts and shit like that. So we was introduced to all that through fucking with Seagram and Rap-A-Lot. So I was influenced by Rap-A-Lot since a younger man. To actually being on the label was a blessing, you know what I mean? And a dream come true, straight up.
Absolutely. Yeah. And do you realize that you all started a movement back then? Because let me just tell you, back in 91, when Mind Playing Tricks on Me came out, it's not anywhere that you could go. I mean, dudes, you know, had the oldest cars, might have had a 78 Toyota to sell or little Toyota Corolla, but it was still blasting it. They didn't care what kind of car they were driving, how ugly it was, but they were blasting that music. I'm telling you, I mean, dudes that did wasn't even hard. When they heard My Mind Playing Tricks on, and they play in Scarface, what's the one song by Scarface? It'll come to me in a second. Dudes thought they were hard because of it, and I felt like back then that you all started a movement that this Texas movement, even before the Screw, you know, the Screw music came out, y'all started this movement that I was like, oh my God, I am so in awe of the Ghetto Boys. I love them. And then, you know, when Bush did what he did, that actually, you know, I got kind of emotional. So I'm like, what? This dude got a career and I'm starting this big old movement. And then, you know, you don't harm himself. I'm like, what's up, you know? And I say, you know, it's nothing but the devil. The devil's always going to be busy. But nevertheless, y'all still my niggas. And I said it. Yes, you still my niggas.
No doubt. No doubt. Hey, man. I mean, for me, all kidding aside, Rap-A-Lot for me, man, you know, you Shy, man, I mean, Rap-A-Lot did it for us in Shy, man, because, you know, prior to, you know, the Do or Die getting put on with Rap-A-Lot, you know, it was like Chicago, we couldn't get none of our artists to really get the light, you know. I mean, I had the little Ruthless situation going on, but it wasn't nothing in it. Ruthless, you know, I'm not going to talk about that one, but it was a different situation. But when, you know, when you had Jay Prince come out, you know, and he sat down with You Shy and he picked up Do or Die, man, and just the love that Rap-A-Lot showed every time they came to Shy, it was like, man, this is real. Like, man, hell, I want to be on Rap-A-Lot. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was just real, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yes,
that right there was what did it. Yes, yes. I mean, it was real. You know, like, damn, okay, this is it, man. You know, so that right there in itself, you know, says a lot. When you get somebody like yourself, you know, to come from the label, and you start talking about the education that you passing on to, you know, to your people, because everybody's not doing that, you know. And I mean, you know, it's just got to be things that people pick up, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, just being in a good situation, makes you want to see others in a good situation, you know. So that right there, you know, shout out to Rap-A-Lot, man. Hey, I got to shout out my man Hen, man, because Hen always staying in tune, man. He always staying in tune, man, and hitting up, man. Man, I can get Woo-Wop on the show, man. I'm going to make it happen, man. I can get Woo-Wop, man. So shout out to my man Hen, man. Hen always holding me down, man.
Definitely, man. Big OG Hen, man. You know, that's definitely Mob official. You know, definitely putting it down for the Mob for many moons, man. Shout out Big Hen, man. Thank you, my G.
Yes, man. Hey, man, I
was hanging with Big Meech and them, you know, for a minute. But before I was hanging with them, man, that was the closest shit you'll get to that, period, is Jay Prince.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about like just like he's gonna go and throw $100,000 at the club. I'm talking about how they mob. Like, you gonna have 1,000 motherfuckers in stretch limos and Ferraris and motherfucking Benzes and Lamborghinis and Bentleys and all types of fucking crazy shit just riding back to back in motherfucking FOI format. Yeah, I mean, with Jay Prince's vehicle in the middle and all the vehicles surrounding the motherfucker, so nobody can follow him. I'm talking about real black mafia, like FOI type shit. Like, I mean, I ain't never seen it done, man, since BMF, period. The way he moved.
Yeah,
the way the
whole
company moved, man. It's a family. It ain't like, I'm going to tell you this, man. I ain't meet I still didn't meet the motherfucker that be flying the planes on the commercial and shit, the real version, nigga. I met the president of Virgin America when we went platinum. I didn't meet the nigga until we went platinum. Jay, I didn't go platinum. I met him. I hung with him. I chilled with him. I had dinner with him. You know, we on the ranch. We chilling. Picking me up. And like, it was like a hands-on relationship. It wasn't, no, okay, I got to go platinum. And then, okay, we'll take a picture at the office and have dinner. And then I don't see this motherfucker ever again like you do at the real estate.
And they have to go
at the Jewish labels. You go, Jay, man, I can call Jay right at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning. He's like, what's up, man? What you want to do? I can't call fucking Virgin and the president. Even when I met him, I can't call him after that. You know what I mean? So it was a different way Jay treated his artists. He was hands-on, and he treated his artists as equals, like family. And that's what made Rap-A-Lot so special to me. You know, he treated us like families. A lot of niggas call Jay they dad. Like, Jay, Face was calling up Jay like his pops and shit. Like, and I can understand because he treats you, you know, he's a father figure. He give you that game and he's, you know what I mean, taking care of the mob, you know, the whole shit. And you get that love, like, okay, man, shit, man, you know, you remind me of pops, you know what I mean? Woo, 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 woo.
Wow.
So you can't get nobody, like, you can never go to a record label and say, damn, man, this nigga gave me so much game, he remind me of my dad. Or he's, you know what I mean? Woo, 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 woo. You'll never get that.
Right.
Jay Prince is original, man, and he's official, man. Period.
Yep. And I mean, man,
wow,
shout out to Jay, man. But then you just dropped back, man, and brought me back, man. BMF, man. Shout out to Rick Leeds, man. BMF. I'm the last 95,
oh,
man. My man, Rapper Forte, man. We did the little joint with him in ATL, man. And I mean, yes, BMF showed so much love, man.
Makes
I mean, it's like,
so
man, Shot Town, come ride with us, man. My man, Lil Doug and Randy, they like, man, come to Shot Town. Come on, ride with us, man. We kicking it, man. All my first time in the ATL, man. These cats made ATL like Hollywood, man, the way we kicking it. So when you're talking about how the vehicle was rolling, yes, you are not lying. Yes, I mean, it's like Hollywood. What's going on, baby? Look at
man,
me, y'all.
You
so, man.
That was like 200,000 or better. You know what I mean? Or 300,000 or better. No, look, I mean, you'll see a nigga riding an occasional drop BMW, but they was riding BMWs because they was doing the BMF thing, so... Okay, that's
right,
a bullshit car on the. You seeing Lambos and Ferraris and Phantoms and all the heavy shit just riding down the street back to back, like 50 of the motherfuckers with the motherfucking eye, with the hazard lights on, and everybody in format. That's how Jay Prince used to go. Period.
Yes.
You seen the documentary and stuff. So yeah, I just saw a documentary on I can't remember what station. I want to say VH1, but TV1. So I know what you're talking about. I'm seeing the pictures with Nelly. I'm seeing old pictures with the Ghetto Boys. I'm seeing old pictures with some of everybody. I'm like, yo, BMF, they really had – they were a staple in the hip-hop community. And even right now when I go to Google and I look at the Ghetto Boys.
That's why you got all these niggas trying to make it rain, throw 20,000. All that shit came from Big Meech, man. Niggas weren't doing that before BMF came. Period. The last time that was done, like in the 80s, with the Pappy Mason and Supreme Team, and them niggas was throwing money in the club and shit, throwing $20,000 in the club when Kumo D would be rapping. That's the last time they all, or niggas in the hood, you know what I mean, that used to give out the ones and shit, throw them in the hood. You know, fuck, we ain't got nothing to do with these ones right around the hood, throw ones out the window. That was the last time you seen some shit like that done until BMF, you know what I mean, did it, period. So, man, come on, man, all these niggas, hey, I made it rain, oh, man. You didn't do no BMF shit, man. I tell you this, man. These niggas pulled out hockey bags out the motherfucking Bentley trunk, man. Hockey bags. Right. The motherfucking hand full of money, man. Period. And throw all that, man. Go back with an empty hockey bag, man. Period. All the money in the whole club, nigga. The whole floor. It's all ones. You don't see not one lick of carpet. The floor and the stage around the whole fucking club is number one. Like, it snowed once, my nigga. Fuck rain, it snowed. You walking through cars, nigga, like a 2-inch of money you walking through, nigga.
That's crazy.
Right. That one, man. No, you're not doing it like that, man. You know, you're sprinkling. You know what I mean? You're not making it rain, bro.
You're
sprinkling,
B.
You're not making it rain, man. Dude, you're not tsunami, man. That nigga had to flood it with ones. The whole club, not the stage, the whole fucking club. You need a vacuum cleaner to get that money up.
I've seen the queen has seen the footage. It's like, I mean, they got empty bags in the middle of the night, and then it's like the next day, shoot, they got, it's even more where it came from. A lot of dudes, a lot of artists can't say that. A lot of rappers can't say that. They worry about, I just made it rain in the club, man. I got to go out here and make an album. I got to get on somebody's feature, make $50,000, and you know, so I can put some money in the bank.
Even the ball players, man. Let's say the ball player tried, man. I'm going to make it rain $100,000. How's they paycheck for that game that night?
Yeah.
They just played for nothing. You know what I mean? Come on, come on. Them niggas is living check to check, just like a rapper, man. That's why as soon as these niggas get dropped off the team, you hear motherfuckers going bankrupt. Because you hear about these big deals, they get some million, but that shit is in increments. It's per game. Make it 100-some per game. Or 50, you depend on what the nigga get. So a nigga going to that club, he's blowing his whole game money. Serious. So niggas can't do that consistently. Fuck out of here, man. Nigga be broke.
And I'm just breaking it down.
I'm just being logical. I mean, the ball players look like they got it. Yeah, but they blow their whole check that night. I bet he won't be back the next night. Oh, my.
They spend their money and stuff, but you know it ain't real. They ain't living that lifestyle. They ain't about that life. They're about that
life.
Life.
And then you got to think, man, Meech and them was able to do it because they had that. Man, niggas was millionaires, man. You, if you got a million, if you know 100 millionaires, if you sitting on damn near 500, you got a fucking 100,000 to throw, man. I was like fucking $20 of him. You know?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying right there. That's exactly what it was. It was some change. Hey, we're going to play this joint, Dreams. We've been playing this joint, Dreams, man. Who all you got on this joint, yo?
Oh, man, that's me. Al Pacino and Young Bossy, man. This motherfucker dope as shit, man. And my nigga on the hook killing it, man. My nigga, Smigs. And so check it out, man. Dreams off that Raging Dragon Gang, guys. Go get it.
Hey, there y'all go, man. Lawless.
Clock imagine all this dope shit came from me selling rock. Me and Yup getting mail posted at the spot. Mac 10, mini Mac 12, it's dark and hell is hot. Raising, we ill, I'm trying to kill something. Destroy and rebuild, money like steel drumming. Sleep with my steel woman, I feel like the fans still coming. That's why I smoke and I drink till I don't feel nothing. Still hustling, the plug still dug me. I kept it real, pure with blood money. Life's so real, your homie will try and knock you down. Drop the convertible top, letting loose rock and round. Take a ride through my block, you hear the most shocking sound. Cause we don't fuck around, walk up on him and buck him down. It's like Afghan, this hell that I'm trapped in. Treat us like animals because of my black skin.
I used to have dreams about having the finest things. But now I live in luxurious lifestyle.
Them big crack to get scratched when shit crack and get your shit smacked. Blaze front niggas pushing your wig back. I get your kids kidnapped. Now tell me where them bricks at. Set up shop on the out of town block. Where my out of town goons make it out of town hot. Bricks to that Whitney lot of Bobby Brown. Cop 100 bands in the double 100 rounds in the chop. What up?
We hustle hard, now the city is ours. Pulling stunts, we was runs in the city of God. On the run from the fuzz, like deliver me God. I'm in this rental trying to get all my delivery. A lot of homies in the bing, a lot of snitches get off. I'm high as gas, price 30 round clip in my drawers. Off the lean, gotta hop out, piss on your car, then slide off with your bitch. The life of a boss.
I used to have dreams about having the finest things. But now I live a luxurious lifestyle. Straight hustler, gorilla, drug smuggler.
In the hood with them packed homies, gripping my pepper for my dead homie. We living in hell, I'm pushing fish scale. I'm still in the game, going hard for the thrill. They kill my nigga P on some snake shit. Real tycoons, young niggas in the mix. Catch me flying through the town with that fully. Block to the ground, I'm a block bully. Hold it down for the team, it's the regime. Sipping codeine, money over everything. I used to dream of fast cars and big houses. Now we fucking off dope, top hat mobs. Let off 100 shots, Lee a shell shot. In the D spot, cooking up straight drop. Disrespect, it'll be a closed casket. Cheer, I'll murder you bastard.
I used to have dreams about having the finest things. But now I live a luxurious lifestyle. Straight hustler. Thank you.
know someone once asked me, what is life? And I said, life is the pursuance of your dream. You know, everybody has a dream. No matter how wild, how weird, how grand it may seem, in the end, it's all up to you. You gotta believe in it.
Yeah. yo, it's J. Cale. You listening to the hottest radio station playing independent artists like myself, man. Lawless. This is Lawless Radio, baby. So keep it locked. Don't touch that dial. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Much love.
Hey, that's what it is, man. Got Yuck on the show, man. Phone lines been blowing up while the song's going on. I don't know why y'all do that. Y'all wait until the songs are playing, and then y'all call. Y'all know I'm not going to stop the music to answer the phone. I ain't going to disrespect the music. But, hey, I got somebody on here right now, man. I think this looks good. 414. 807, who we got on the line?
Hello, hello. It's Lawless. It's Lawless. What's up, cuz?
Baby. What's going on, baby?
Hey. You know, I had to call in. You know, I've been hanging out for the show. Just been sitting back, enjoying the interview. Yuck Mouth, you know, that takes me back to the good old days. You know what I'm saying? And actually,
yeah,
we had a conversation on my show, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and we were talking about, you know, the difference between rap nowadays and, you know, and old school. So, yeah, definitely. I love to hear
it. Just ain't the same,
you know.
Nelly. It just ain't the same.
Hey. Right. Hey, Queen.
Hey,
if Yuck Mouth's still on air, hello.
Hey,
and I just wanted to let him know, like, you know, I'm from KC, so I grew up with that. We go all the way back, even before, I mean, we'd be in the studio together in the high school, you know what I'm saying? So,
you know what I was talking
about
at the beginning when he was with 2D3 and everybody was thinking he was a devil worshiper and shit and whatnot.
Right. I have someone on my show next week that, has a show come out, or an album out with coming out with Tech. So we will be talking about a little bit on, you know, their music that he has coming out. But of course, he did some music with one of my guys, Stinky. And so, you know, I've been around them for years. So it's good to see that, you know, I love that. I love that. My KC love, because we don't get enough love.
Shout out to all the dudes out there in KC that's still putting it down. You know, fucking BG Bullet Boom, fucking Cut Calhoun, all the niggas out there in KC.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga Don Juan, nigga on the beats, you know, all my niggas out there, man. You know, we fuck with it. But definitely, man, Tech N9ne put on for the city, straight up.
Right, he does, he does. And you definitely,
he that
you know.
Shit everywhere he go. He does the Jersey, the Kansas City jerseys. He reps this shit everywhere he go, period. Hard. You know what I mean? He definitely put on for the city.
Yep. Hey, but that's what it's about, though, man. It's about letting people know where you come from, man. If you can't get love to home, man, I mean, something's really wrong, man. So you love it when a cat is really
not only that,
down,
though,
man.
He was putting niggas on from the city. Like, you know, most of Strange, you know, was fucking from KC, period. You know,
mm-hmm.
to where it's stretching out and getting other artists and shit. But it has started from Tech Camp, you know, his crew, you know what I mean? So, you know, he's putting niggas on, too. Not just putting on with his music, but he actually put niggas on record labels and shit. So shout out to Tech.
Yep. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Shout out to you, Yuck Mouth. Shout out to you, because I grew up on you, and much love, and I can't wait for your new stuff to come out.
Thank you, babe. Appreciate the love. Appreciate the support over the years. Much appreciated, you know?
That's it right there, man. Hey, you stay right there, Mel. Hey, man, y'all make sure y'all catch Mel Saturday night, man, sending it up, man. Y'all know how she do on Lawless Radio After Dark, man. They pull off the glove. Hey, right now, man, I'm gonna set something real quick. My girl Rachel, she said, Tia, I thought this was Lawless Radio After Dark. Y'all don't usually talk like that. Hey, I know. Usually we PG, you know, and we be. But my man felt comfortable enough to take off his shoes, to lay back and kick it with us. So I ain't see no reason to tell my man, hey, man, we got restrictions. Man, it's Exactly. My man felt comfortable and kicking it. He came in the house of Lawless and kicked it. That's all, oh, man. So I'm enjoying that.
Man, I apologize. You know, it's Lawless and Smoke Talk. You know, I have my own Blog Talk radio station, you know, called Smoke Out Radio. And we, you know, we could speak freely. You know, we didn't have to censor our ratings. So I was thinking I had the same freedom. But if I have to censor myself, it's not a problem.
We make exceptions for legends. That's what we do.
Look, on some real shit though, you play my song Dreams, and then you play the Can You Believe? I said, man, look, man, where did Chase at, man? I'm ready for communion, man. You took us to church. And you took us to church right after you took us to the streets. I'm like, woo, what type of stuff? Okay, so I kind of get it now. I get it now, man. You down there in the church channel, man.
We're honored.
We going through the fucking stages the procedure is to get the shit set up. But yeah, we try to step it up, man. So, you know, we definitely going to FM. We want to go to XM or Sirius so we can really be free like we was. But you know, we stepping it up definitely, man. You know.
That's what I'm talking about right there, man. You know, you got to shoot me over that info, man. Let me blast that out, man. With my blast on Sunday, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. You know, as soon as we secure it and lock it down, man, I'm definitely going to give you the info, come back on here, promote everything, man, get a nice another interview, man, and shit, man. Hopefully I can put you on to some of the connections, too, once I get up in there. You feel me?
Hey, man, no doubt, man. You know I appreciate that greatly, man. Hey, man, tell everybody how they can support you, man. We got a couple minutes left, man, and this is one of those shows that I get ticked off about our time restraint, because this one right here, man, we go ahead and kick it for another few hours. You know what I'm saying? So, man,
I mean, we could do it, bro. I know you got time restraints. I know everything. So right. I give people the rundown. You can reach me at, you know, if you're on a blogs and the internet and all that type of wop. You can follow me on Twitter at The Real Yuck Mouth, THA Real Yuck Mouth. You know, follow me on IG, Instagram at Regime General, R-E-G-I-M-E, General. Hit me on Facebook, Yuck, first name, last name, mouth. And on my website, man, smokealotrecords.com for all the latest merchandise, you know, albums, show dates, tour dates, videos, blogs, whatever the fuck I got going on with me and the mob. Stay in tune with smokealotrecords.com. That's basically it, Playboy.
Hey, that's it right there. I'm actually on the website, man. I'm actually on, man. Y'all go to smokealotrecords.com, man. Hold on, man. I'm talking about clothing. Man, Yuck, what you ain't got going on right now, bro?
Oh, man, you know I'm fucking with everything, man. I told you, man, I'm putting my artists on all this shit, so why not me? You know, I definitely got to lead by example. I can't be like, yo, do your merchandise, yo, do this, that, and the third. Yeah, there's the website right there. I'm doing everything I'm telling niggas to do, period.
SmokeAloutRecords.com,
man, for all the latest merch, the latest albums, DVDs, videos, blogs, niggas, show dates, tour dates, everything that got to do with the kids. SmokeAloutRecords.com. Yada.
I swear to you, man. I'm on here right now, bro. And yes, sir, man. You are definitely working, man. Hey, man, don't be no stranger, man. You don't need no invite. You got the number. Hit the show up, man. We are here every Wednesday night, 8 p.m., man. Drop in. Tell us what's going on. Get us the new music, man. Get your artists on in here, man. Your man Big Hen got all my personal particulars, man. Big Hen got all my personal. So get that Big Hen, man. Tell Big Hen, man, to link everything up, man, and let's go.
Man, it's all Gucci, man. Me and Jay Hood going to slide back through this thing when we put our album out, man. So I check you out in a couple months when I put out this Jay Hood shit, man. We gonna get back at it.
That's it right there, man. That is it, man. Hey, anybody want to give a shout out to?
Oh, man. You know, definitely, man. Everybody go get that Gas, you know, Grow and Sell album dropping April 22nd on iTunes. So pick that up, all the stoners, all the 420 heads out there, man, and, you know, roll some shit up and smoke it down to the album. You know, it's definitely going to be the theme song for your Daddy Smoke activities. You dig? Word up.
You ain't got nothing to worry about.
That's what I'm saying,
that's
right? Yeah.
Smoke a lot of nation.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's what.
Same on. Same on.
Game on. Yeah, I got it. Hey, Queen, get your shots out of there, Queen.
Yo, yo, yo. At the end of the day, I'm M, the Queen of Afro Pop. So if you want to check out my music, you go to Reverb.me. That's EMEE. Also, you can check me out on SoundCloud.com/ EMEQOAP, which stands for ME, Queen of Afro Pop. If you want to tweet me at Queen of Afro Pop. You want to become my fan or supporter, which I like supporter better, go to my Facebook page. That's ME, Queen of Afro Pop. And if you want to look at my luscious face, my nice body, just go to my IG, Instagram, which is MEMM _ Queen of Afro Pop. I also want to put out another thing. I just joined this a great venture called Wake Up Now, which is WUN. You know, I sign up. And if you want to get some information about one, how you can make extra money and become your own boss, which is the IBO, hit me up at 0576. So if you want to get more information about that, please contact me, and I'll give you all the information that you need to know how you can save money and make money at the same damn time, at the same damn time. And also, it is lawless.
It's lawless, man. Shout out to my family out there, man. Toll Freeze and Lewis is set up, man. Hey, man, wishing my wife a happy 21st anniversary. Maybe you done put up with the kid for a very long time. Ain't no need to kick him into the curb now. Hey, man. Hey, man. Shout out to my people, man. The entire Lawless World. Right. The Lawless World Order, man. Y'all done held me down through this trying time, man. And I really appreciate this is when, I guess, you know, you can say that you really get to see, you know, what you've meant to people, and, you know, I'm glad, you know, that I get to see it while I'm above ground, you know, because the outpouring of support has been overwhelming. I really appreciate y'all, man. I thank y'all, man. I'm back on, man. We doing it, man. The newest edition of Lawless Entertainment Magazine will be ready for y'all tonight at midnight.
Yes.
We are back on with the TV show. We are back on with the movies. Business is back to going, man. I'm on all cylinders, man. This time is real personal with me and life. We got this fight, and it's going to go on, you know, and I'm glad that y'all there supporting me. Hey, yo, I got to hit you about getting off in the magazine too, man, so I'm definitely going to shoot you an email a little bit later on, man. Y'all, man, y'all stay tuned, man. We're going to catch y'all back here next week doing the same thing, man. That is supporting your local come up. It's Lawless. Finna leave y'all with some old school yuck, y'all.
Yada.
Creep on in, on in, on in. Ooh. See, I'm riding high. Whoa. Kind of broke the ceiling, y'all. So all I got is fire. I got fire.
Player, give me some brew and I might just chill. But I'm the type that likes to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do be spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So pass it across the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. It's on, wrap my lips around the bogey. And when it comes to getting another soggy, fools all kick in like Zenobi. Know me, ain't my homie. There's too many hits to be, probably let that my friend hit, bitch. Unless you pull out the fat crispy $5 bill on the real before it's history. The fools be having them vacuum lungs, and if you let them hit it for free, you hella dumb, da-dum-dum. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe, avoiding all the flick teasers, skeezers, and weirdos. Got me throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie. Cause homies nag me. The
make the dunk out of the bag. I'm so keyed up, so the joint be burning my hand. Next time I roll it in a hamper to burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Bougies get hit, but they know they got a pitch and bent. I roll a joint that's longer than your extension, cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own slip cheek. What's up, don't babysit that, better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it, cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test of my P.O. I know I feel cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty. But the Tango race straight had me. My yesterday thing got me hung off the night train. You paid our fake, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll to 9-0 so we can roll big hot sheets. I wish I could fade the 8, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the 2 though, cut the same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land, give you smoke with my kids.
Up in smoke, yuck, I spray your layer down. Up in the OAK, the sound. Homies don't play around, we down there blaze a pound. The T's up, beat up through the ESO. Drink the VSOP up with the lemon squeeze up. And everybody's stroller, I'm the roller. That's with the folder, blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, is all you need, kicking. Cause we're IBs, we need to act like a fool.
Help, but this a cruel world. They say life is a bitch,
and she a cruel girl. So the clan be trying to help the land deep, but the rap game is slow, looking for plan B. And they say a real man don't cry, man crying probably told that lie. Cause I cried like a baby when I found out my man got popped and cried. Most seen him in that box, boo-boo, I blame me. If I made shit pop, you wouldn't have been around. We would have been on the road, rocking plenty crowds. So I feel like a failure. Didn't get to tell you that I love you, cause you would stand up. I can't lose another brother, so I gotta work hard, be a better son to my mother. Be a role model for my son and my daughter. Lord, help me get it all in order. I'm begging out. Watching the news each and every day, and I'm crying like a fool each and every day, and I feel like I'ma lose each and every day. Wish I could hop on the broom and just fly away. The front yard of our home should be super safe, so our kids can play and not catch a stray. My heart go to them babies with deep sentiments. Them kids lost their life and they was innocent, so we gotta step it up, gotta put them weapons up. Knocking off our own kind really ain't helping us. I done did dirt, played that hand, walked away when I could say that, man. With all of my years doing wrong, if I can save our land, I'ma die trying to save our land. That's effort though. This a new day and I'm going all out. If you real, you gotta feel it. Help me as I call out. Boom.
This is the realest song I ever wrote.
Got
on this track and I'm pulling my heart out.
Let me just wind real slow on top of you. It's a whole